I saw it as a work of protest where the voices of Black families had been omitted from the books and the records historically that we were taught in school. I saw these voices and recording them as a political act.
Do you ever wonder where today's artists, educators, and storytellers go to find ideas and inspiration? Explore the unique resources found in cultural archives, and you just might find the key.
If you live in a culture where storytelling is just routine, I mean, that you get stories all the time, where memory is long and rich, it was my function to make some sense out of all of it.
In the field notes of renowned folklorist Bill Ferris, who recorded his native Mississippi's cultural traditions, you'll discover rare source material from artists like Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker, whose voice we just heard, reminding us that exploring the deeper meaning of storytelling as cultural memory offers both a space for connection and creative renewal.
No one could have anticipated the people we met and the power they poured their heart and soul out in front of the camera, and we just felt every moment was a priceless kind of document.
When I first came here, it was 1934, November the 5th. Project. I rolled so hard until I go to eat dinner, I couldn't eat with a spoon and I'd just shake off. Been so nervous, you know. But I made it through all right.
Ferris was welcomed into spaces rarely documented, from prison yards to kitchen tables, where he stood in community with those who, like all of us, deserved to have their stories told. In doing so, he created a vast archive grounded in photography, film, and audio recordings that now invite us to revisit the past, reflect, and reimagine.
Give My Poor Heart Ease is the pinnacle of my work on blues. I saw film as the ultimate way of immersing an audience in the experience of a juke joint or a face-to-face conversation with a blues singer or a prison inmate at Parchman Penitentiary. But it was in many ways to me just as important, because without those recordings, the voices would be forgotten.
Today, Ferris Archives and other primary community archives around the world reach forward, connecting new generations of artists to the voices, images, and histories that continue to shape contemporary creative work, including filmmakers like Raven Jackson.
When I look at Bill's work, I see aunties I love, or grandmothers, or cousins, you know, or landscapes that are very familiar to me.
I've lived to see Jay-Z and Beyoncé using my photography and film in films that Jay-Z is doing on Parchman Penitentiary, and Beyoncé has licensed my photograph of Bobby Rush.
I'm telling you, Bill, looking at someone that's close to me, you'd even know the story of me.
I love seeing how these materials have become very valuable for essentially the grandchildren of the generation in which I work.
Ferris Field Notes, The Creative Art of Reinvention, invites you into the archive, not as a destination, but as a beginning. By activating the archive today, artists and educators continue the work, ensuring that these voices are not only preserved, but heard, reimagined, and carried forward. To bring these voices forward is still a political act, one that asks us to question whose stories are centered, whose knowledge endures, and what kind of future we're creating. This educational trailer is produced by Studio Arbo, transforming archives into art, with support from executive producer Jocelyn Rose, senior producer Aurelio Belfield, audio engineer Michael Betts, content marketing director Ariane Hunter, strategic lead Catherine Doss, archival lead Aaron Smithers, researcher Chloe Lewis, and with original art and design from Jesse Ujazi. Special thanks to Dr. Bill Ferris, the Hardin Foundation, the Mississippi Delta NHA Cultural Heritage Program, the Southern Folklife Collection at UNC Chapel Hill, and City Lore.